This is Fresh Air. The band Was Not Was was created by a couple of guys from Detroit. The band Too Much Joy is made up of four fellows from the suburbs of New York. Each band has an offbeat sense of humor. They also both have new albums. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
She might be working over at the other store. I haven't seen her in a whole month. Are you a friend of hers or what?
The pleasures and pitfalls of making humorous rock and roll come through loud and clear on the new releases by Was Not Was and Too Much Joy. Was Not Was is masterminded by David Weiss and Don Fagenson, who call themselves Don and David Was. The Was boys really like to mix things up. Straight rhythm and blues and rock tracks sit next to stuff influenced by cult artists such as Captain Beefheart and Sun Ra. One trademark of every Was Not Was album is a ranting musical monologue by David Was. On Are You OK?, that song is called I Feel Better Than James Brown.
I was attending Mardi Gras with Fidel Castro. Buxom cross-dressers threw fake gold coins at our feet as we discussed the fate of the revolution. Suddenly, CIA men dressed in bikinis tried to stab us with fountain pens. Fidel blew mustard gas through his cigar and immobilized the lot of them. 19 tequilas later, we had a deal. Havana goes back to the mob, and Fidel and I open a chain of Kentucky Fried Chicken shops. Ain't life sweet? I feel good. I feel better than James Brown. I feel better now. How do you feel?
Sometimes, as on that cut, Was Not Was seems to be straining for an appealing peculiarness, a homegrown surrealism that isn't quite as funny as the band probably intends. In fact, this is the first Was album in which the straightforward conventional songs are better than their weird stuff. The best example of this is the album's first single, a terrific version of the Temptations' old hit, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, updated for the hip-hop music of the 90s.
And I'm praying, wishing and hoping my dreams could come true, so I could feel like the other kids do. A young child, but not complete as a whole. Before I was born, you're up and strolled. Mama was there, but you was up in the wind. You never even knew my name, and then you never wrote, called, let alone came by. As a youth, it was hard to wonder why. But now I'm older, and I don't dwell in self-pity, thinking about the life you didn't give me.
By now, Was Not Was are old pros, at least compared to a quartet of Scarsdale, New York upstarts called Too Much Joy. Like Was Not Was, they're eclectic jokers and compulsive wise guys, but they're also wise guys with a conscience, as they prove on a song called Making Fun of Bums. Too Much Joy, despite that defense of the homeless, likes to invite accusations of adolescent obnoxiousness. Dr. Seuss fans, offended by their twisting of a Seuss phrase for the title of this album, Son of Sam I Am, should also know that the group called its debut release Green Eggs and Crack. Sophomoric jokes aside, however, these guys can be really funny. Their greatest achievement in this area so far is their terrific version of a rap tune by LL Cool J. It's called That's a Lie.
Of course I love you.
My father said, now son, never tattle, never lie, but I
that's a lie.
Over budget? Us?
You're a liar.
Hey, we should have lunch.
That's a lie.
A few weeks ago, Too Much Joy carried its love of rap music to a noble extreme. These smart alecks went down to the nightclub in Florida where two live crew had been arrested for rapping their obscene compositions. Too Much Joy had rearranged a bunch of Two Live Crew raps, emphasizing the melodies and turning them into rock and roll. After the show, they were promptly arrested for obscenity. Lead singer Tim Quirk said, "We wanted to prove that it doesn't matter whether you're black or white. The First Amendment is dead in Florida." Sometimes even funny guys have to get serious.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
I've been a butcher, I've been a baker, I have been a bookmaker. I have skippered clipper ships and dug for undertakers. I've lived to be 98, I have died when I was 4. I've lived through war and peace and war and war and war and war. I should write a book about my past life. I should write a book about my past life. I should write a book about my past life. I should write a book about my past life. I should write a book about my past life. I should write a book about my past life. This last life isn't the best life, but at least I got you.
This is Fresh Air.